you a beautiful Wednesday and I hope you're having a lovely week so far. Before I begin today's teaching, I just wanted to talk a little bit about our soul gathering tomorrow night, and also I have a meditation class on Sunday that you can attend. So our monthly soul gathering where we come together on Zoom is on tomorrow night, Thursday the 18th at 8:30 p.m. Irish time. It's usually about an hour and a half class. I apologise because I caused confusion in our bundle by writing Wednesday space Thursday the 18th. It's normally a Wednesday night, so I obviously didn't take out the Wednesday part, but I can't do tonight. So it is tomorrow, Thursday the 18th. In the text you will have got, you have the Zoom link there already. So if you'd like to join, just come along and join. If you are joining, I'd love if you can let me know in advance, just so I know to expect you. Just sometimes when people are running late, it's just better for me to know if people are still coming and I'll wait to start. The other thing is I have a paid class on Sunday, which is open to everybody, but that's free for you as a member if it's time for me. So this is a deep healing guided meditation at 9 p.m. Irish time, and that's going to allow you to just do 60 minutes of a very, very deep meditation with the aim of then helping you to drift off to sleep when we finish, or even during it if you so wish. There won't be any talking or any teachings in that, just pure meditation. So if you'd like to join that, let me know and I'll send you on the Zoom link for that separately. So today what I'd like to do is get you to really feel into where you're at with the teachings this month around intuition. It's been really wonderful. I've had so many texts, particularly in the last couple of days. So I feel like the last two teachings in particular really were giving you a better sense of what intuition and alignment and flow is all about. So thanks for your lovely feedback. I always appreciate getting any sort of feedback, but it's lovely to get nice feedback that it's helping you and has clicked with you, I suppose, in a way. So today is a written exercise that I would like you to do. There is a space in your soul journal this month. I have mentioned in that I would be doing a teaching on it, but you can also just get a piece of pen and a paper as well. And what you're going to really do now is you're going to be tapping into your deeper inner voice. Now, I do think it's important to create a space here. So this could be, you know, sitting down, putting on some meditation music, light a candle, some essential oils. And really what I'd ask you to do is to just create a space, even for, you know, 10 or 15 minutes, but it will need to be a calming space. I'd invite you to do some, you know, breathing in and out for a few minutes as well, just to bring the body nice and relaxed, okay? And what you're really going to be doing here is we're trying to tap into what your inner voice is saying rather than sometimes what our head is saying. So if you're like me, which a lot of people have this thing, it's where we are trying to get guidance on something and we nearly kind of make up the guidance in our head because we're thinking, yeah, that's exactly what I want. So we tell ourselves what we want to hear. Our intuition is never going to tell us what we want to hear. It will tell us what is truly right for us. And sometimes it won't be what we want to hear. And sometimes it might be in flow with what we're already thinking and it offers reassurance. But we know because we'll feel a sensation in the body. So I'd like you to think of a time where your intuition was telling you something and you went against it. Where in your body would you feel that? So for example, when I think of something that I went and did and my intuition was telling me not to, but my brain and my ego, I suppose, was telling me, no, no, ignore that. You know what's right for you. And I went off and did it. I will always get like a knot in my stomach or even just a bit of kind of a sick feeling, a nauseous feeling as well. So, you know, over time you'll develop, you may have already developed just that sense in the body of, I just feel this is not right. Or do you know that those times where you really, really want something to happen? You're just have like all of this positive thought about something and you just get this wave. This is what happens to me. I get a wave as well of no. And as much as I would try to be positive, I know in my gut that it's not right, or I know in my gut something's not going to happen the way that I want it to. And it can be very disappointing because then we tell ourselves, oh, you know, build yourself up, move into a positive thinking space. And I get that. Positive thinking is really helpful. But I also think we've got to blend it with what we're truly feeling, you know. Now, these are the senses that and the waves of energy the body is trying to bring to us to alert us to what our gut feeling was or is. So mine is nausea, like I said, or sick stomach, or just a weird feeling in my stomach, or a wave. Literally, it's like a wave of energy comes over me when something's more negative. And I'd like you to kind of figure out what yours might be. And what you're going to do with your piece of paper and pen is you're going to write out three maybe burning questions you've got at the moment, okay? And so one could be, you know, should I go for this job? Is my relationship the right relationship for me? Is it time to leave my relationship? Whatever it might be. Or what are my next steps, you know? And what I'd like you to do is, it's a very quick process, okay? So, for example, what I get when people are sitting in front of me, I normally get them to close their eyes, take a few deep breaths in, and I'll say, what's your name? And they'll say their name, and where do you live? They'll say where they live, and then I'll throw their question in the middle of it. You know, is that the right thing for you? And they say no. Or is that the right thing for you? And they say yeah. So we'll always have the answer straight away in our mind. So what happens to us is an answer will come in, and if we like the answer, we're like, great, and we let the guidance flow. If we don't like the answer, or if it's going against what we want, but we know intuitively maybe that thing isn't the right path for us, we will then tell ourselves all the reason why our initial answer was wrong, and we talk ourselves out of things. Also, similarly, we might get guidance to go for something, but because we're a bit scared or a bit fearful of the outcome, we'll sabotage ourselves. So we'll tell ourselves all the reasons why it's not possible. So what we're trying to do is catch the very moment the first thought comes in, where we don't judge it, where we don't let the ego step in, where the feeling in the body is clear, where the mind is giving an answer, our higher self is giving an answer, and we grab that and we catch it. So what I would like you to do is, you're going to write down separately on, you know, give yourself space between each answer, like give yourself a paragraph space. Write down your first question. You're going to close your eyes, repeat your question, and just ask it, and whatever flows to mind is your first answer. So for example, if you're closing your eyes and you're saying, is this the right relationship for me? And you hear no, I just want you to grab that answer straight away and just write down no, okay? And then open your eyes and just say to yourself, okay, no is the answer. And then close your eyes again, take a deep breath in and ask, why is no an answer? And whatever comes to mind, you write down. What you're trying to do here is to catch the first thought, because that's how quick our intuition works. We know these answers. You know your answers more than anybody in the world does. And this is one of the reasons I've been moving more away from readings. I know I give you all a one card reading at the start of the month, because I feel it's nice to get a general overall guidance for ourselves, but around specific things and bigger things and more like our bigger life's path, we have to rely on ourselves. We know ourselves more. Our soul knows what's right for us. Our higher self knows what is right for us. And we've got to start hearing what that is, trusting what that is, and not putting reliance outside of ourselves to get those answers. Because you could go and have 10 readings done and each person tells you something completely different. Or you have a conversation with two friends and they give you completely different opinions. You still have to come back and make that decision yourself. The ultimate person, whether we go to friends, whether we go to family, whether we get advice in counselling, or a reading, these things can help look at the scope of things, but ultimately it comes down for us. And I'm all about counselling, by the way, and healing supports. I think they're so necessary, and I think they're really good to support you even in the decision you're going to make, to support you to get to a place to trust yourself and make your decisions, and support you with whatever issues are there. So I'm not negating any of that stuff. I actually think it's, you know, it's everybody should be engaging in those kind of things. I'm talking about more when we're looking for answers and we will go on the back of what a reading says, or what our friend's opinion will say, or what we think people will want us to do. You're so far away from your intuitive voice when we're doing that. So I hope I'm explaining that exercise. You're going to write the question down. You're going to close your eyes, breathe in, ask the question, and literally I'd even click your fingers. That's how quick the answer will come to you. Okay. If it's like a maybe or I don't know, move on to your next question and you'll come back to that. Okay. So I hope that helps. I look forward to seeing you at the class tomorrow night and chatting to you soon.